Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
All right, and today we have Andy Wappler, the Vice President of Corporate Affairs for Puget Sound Energy, but here to talk to us about Energize East Side. Welcome, Andy.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Yes. So before we get into Energize East Side, can we just real quickly... I know.
You've had
a couple of major things over the last week since before. Yeah. In fact, I was like, oh, my gosh, is he even going to be able to make the show?
Absolutely. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. it's been an eventful time. First, on the electric side of our business, and PSE is both an electric and a natural gas utility.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Some customers are both a lot in east side of King County. Others, though, like if you live in the city of Seattle, you're a gas customer. Maybe also in Snohomish County, you're a gas customer. Some places, you're just electric. But anyway, we're both. We have had three major storms this month.
Yeah.
And as I checked my watch, we're only halfway through the month. So
right.
I guess we're on pace
for six. Smack in the middle of the month.
Significant storms.
That number is amazing, as all of your inventory and sales numbers. But we've had three large storms. And I'll tell you, a tip of the hard hat to our crews. On Sunday, we had the big windstorm came through. Sunday night, we had 200,000 customers out of power. Mm-hmm. By Monday night, we were down to 5,000.
Oh, wow.
And the last couple of customers are coming in here today. And I'll tell you, I get it. We're out on social media. We're hearing from our customers. Too many outages, too many storms this year. We work on that every day. Our crews work on things like tree trimming and maintenance and operations. But we certainly understand. I'll tell you that the folks at PSE who fix the power or answer the phones, they would agree with our customers. Too many storms, enough already.
Right.
But yeah.
Our crews don't go home till your lights are back on, and they really take pride in that.
Yeah. They work hard. They work really hard and in some pretty dangerous conditions.
It's dangerous. There's no doubt about it. And we really always want people to know when it comes to electricity, if that wire's down, consider it live and stay away.
You know, I actually just shared on Facebook today a really cool video that you guys have. You think it's going to be something else in the ad because you watch some girl tweeting in her car or whatever the heck she's doing, IMing. And she runs a guy off the road and he slams into a power pole. And it's him then walking through the whole thing of being careful about not being electrocuted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that whole charge. It was a great video.
It's a fun video. And we're trending and we're viral.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what either of those things mean, but
normally
we're very
viral
excited
is something
about
you need an ointment for or something.
Right, it's not good.
You know?
But if you Bing or Google PSE Powerline video, you'll find it.
Yeah.
I think we've had something like 10 million shares on Facebook.
You can find
video.
Me. Well, I'm one of them.
That's
great. And I shared it, and I've seen at least three or four people off my feed. I have about 1,600 people on my feed, and several of them have already shared it. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, I just learned something. I had no idea.
And it's fun. You know, we tried to do it in a way that was kind of fun. As opposed to, you know, power line safety.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. The fact that the guy starts singing, every day I'm shuffling. That's hilarious.
That's exactly right. And
he's doing
that line from that song because if the power line's down, you don't want to walk and take big steps. You want your feet close together.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That reduces the chance of static building up and all that. But if you do find it online, it's the kind of thing you could look at it as a family. It's 5 minutes. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Or frankly, share it at your next staff meeting at work.
Yeah,
everybody should know this.
Yeah.
You want your employees to be safe. Share it at work. Share it at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun. On the other side, not so fun this last week. There was the explosion in Greenwood.
Yeah.
Natural gas explosion.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, big thanks there to the firefighters.
Absolutely.
And, you know, respect to them. Nine firefighters were hurt. Fortunately, they were all out of the hospital that morning, and a couple actually were back on the scene, even though they were a little bumped around. But, you know, complete respect to
them. Yeah, I was
amazed
that the damage to people was as low as it was. And, I mean, it was weird to me because I had just shared something else about respect for firefighters the day before. And now I feel like I can't share anything else because something might happen.
Absolutely.
But then that happened, and the time of day, of course, obviously was part of it because that's one of the busier intersections in that area.
Although it's a little bit of a flip side. So this, if you weren't familiar with the story, last week, natural gas explosion in a kind of a retail area in the Greenwood neighborhood of Seattle, about Greenwood and 85th. Mm-hmm. Cool little kind of old-time area of the city.
Yeah, I used to eat at Mr. Euro all the time.
Yeah, right there. Right there where it was. And this gas explosion, investigation is still ongoing, but it looks like, unfortunately, some external damage to some of the gas equipment out there. The good thing about that is it doesn't look like we're having to look at and say, hey, is there something wrong with the system?
Right.
It looks like something had happened there. But
I'm sure the people in the neighborhood would be happy to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to go tonight to a Greenwood neighborhood meeting, and we'll talk about gas safety. Mm-hmm. But the thing we really want people to know is if you smell gas, leave.
Yes.
Right.
Don't touch
right.
the light switch. Don't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah.
Then call either 911 or call mm-hmm. us. And either the fire department comes or we come, the dispatcher calls us at the same time. So you make that call, it could save your life. And, of course, that natural gas smell is that rotten egg mm-hmm. smell.
That you have to infuse in
do.
There because otherwise mm-hmm.
It's odorless. And, yeah. and natural gas is actually the gas methane. Mm-hmm. It's called natural gas because in the old days they used to make it out of coal, like in mm-hmm. places like Gasworks, and they'd
right.
make coal.
Right.
So that was manufactured gas. Now it's natural gas made methane. That methane is odorless, so we put in that odorant, that rotten egg smell. Mm-hmm. And if you hear it, if you smell it, maybe there's a weird bubbling in a pool, you know, a puddle mm-hmm. in your driveway, call us. It's what our crews do.
Oh, interesting.
Do.
Okay, I hadn't thought
so
about
it. So there's three things. Okay. You can smell it, you might hear it, and you might right. also see something like bubbling in your driveway, or why did that plant die and get weird? Well, it could be there's methane in the soil. Outside, methane's okay. pretty safe because it's lighter than air, and
right.
it mm-hmm. rises and distributes. It's when it is leaking indoors or comes inside of a building from something broken close outside the building that it can be dangerous.
Right.
So again, you leave, and then you call. Don't touch that light switch. Don't mm-hmm. pick up that phone.
Any kind
get
of charge.
Outside.
Yeah.
Any kind of a charge can do it. And in this case, it could be something as simple as maybe the furnace kicks on or something
right.
else kicks on. All of a sudden, there you go. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, the injuries were minor, but the damage is big.
Yeah.
You've got some small businesses there that
yeah,
are really going to be struggling,
yeah.
really tough. But we want people to know about being safe. And you know, thankfully, this was not worse than it was.
Right.
Well, many
right.
thanks to your crews. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, these are brave people. I mean, whether it's mm-hmm. a fire department or our people, to actively go and look for a gas leak.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, you think about that for
yeah.
a moment.
Oh, precisely.
That's the bomb squad. That's
yeah.
a dangerous thing
Absolutely.
To do.
Yeah. Fire is one of the things I am most afraid of. And I just, even lighting pilot lights in my house, I'm like, honey,
yep.
please come do this. I'm afraid I'm going to blow things up.
And again, that,
like,
it,
I just, ugh.
And that's even the sort of thing that our crews will come do. For free.
You oh, know, really?
They will look at a furnace. They don't do major furnace repair, but they could do small things, and they also can do things like pilot light relights and everything else.
You know, I
and they
yeah.
do anytime.
Okay, well, that's good for me
day,
to know, considering
free.
I sell real estate, and I have all kinds of people that have different varying levels of experience around
yeah.
things like this. So good to know. In fact, actually, one of my great clients, her husband works for PSC. So I've worked with several employees
right.
of PSC before. And shout out to Cliff Woodworth, who's been pretty outstanding. Because I hear some of the fun stories about him working with clients. And actually, he's even referred some of his customers from PSC to me to work with on their homes. It's kind
That's
of
super.
Funny. But he's his customer service is great. And he's just funny as all get out. I mean, he's got some of the best dry humor I've heard in a long time, which I understand why his wife married him, because she's just cracking up all the time. Not that that's the only measure of a man, I know, but still.
I'm just looking at you like,
and? I know. You're like, yes. And I'm like, oh, I know. Now I'm probably red in the face. So, okay. So anyway, back to Energize East
sure.
Side. So
why don't I describe what it is?
I would love that.
Yeah, for people who don't know. So if you dial yourself back to 1960, mm-hmm. that was the last
before
time.
My time.
Yeah, 4 years before my time, and anyone else who doesn't want to weigh in doesn't have to. You can feel the silence from here. But you dial yourself back to 1960, and that was the last time we upgraded the main electric transmission line that serves the east side.
That's quite a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking literally the Kennedy administration.
Yeah, that was millions of people ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you figure it back, and then that day people would have said, the Beatles who? And
yeah.
a whole lot of other things we're familiar with here today.
Right.
So 1960, the last time we upgraded that line. So we've had this transmission line corridor actually since the 20s and 30s that runs from the Willows Road area in the north part of Redmond right down the east side down to Talbot Hill in Renton. Mm-hmm. That corridor has been there now 90 years, and in 1960 was the last time that it got upgraded to a higher voltage and capacity. And if you live in that area, you'll see the corridor. It's two sets of wooden H-frames, about 60, 65 feet high.
Yes, I've
seen them.
Depending
where you are. Three wires on each one, and there they go. Mm-hmm. There's also another power line that runs north to south on the east side that's actually a Seattle City Light power line on another corridor that's there. But 1960. So thinking about that, we now have eight times as many people on the east side as we did. There are actually more kids in Bellevue schools than people who lived in Bellevue in 1960.
Oh my goodness.
20,000 students in Bellevue schools. Bellevue's population was 18,000 in 1960.
Oh, wow.
So if you've lived here a long time, there you see that. And actually, I think about it, PSE's headquarters was built in the late 50s in Bellevue. It was a three or four story tall building, and it was the tall building in Bellevue for a long time.
Right.
It was there on Northeast 4th. And
Eric probably remembers
building.
That.
I do.
And actually. It was kind of a yellow building, big tree out in front.
Yeah.
It required a variance.
And it fell down on the power line.
Sorry. It was built then with a variance to be the tallest building in Bellevue. Well, the two buildings on that spot now are two 40-story towers. It's where there's, I think, Purple Cafe and a few other restaurants and two beautiful condo buildings. It's just one of the ones. But it isn't just Bellevue. It's the rest of the suburbs. I remember I grew up in this area, went to high school, Mercer Island. I remember when 520 stopped at 148th of the traffic light. Well, now it goes all the way to Redmond. You've got the Microsoft campus out there, Renton. You now have the Landing and shopping in addition to Boeing. You've got a hotel there.
Well, and Boeing's been going crazy down there, too.
Absolutely. I worked at Boeing in the early 90s for a couple of years. They were talking then about maybe 14, 16, 737s a month. Now they're pushing well out into the 40s.
Oh, yeah.
Different world all over.
Yeah, getting close to 50.
So we're looking at a 50-year-old power line and an area that has grown and is going to keep growing. And while energy efficiency is great, we are literally growing faster than we're saving. So we're talking about upgrading that power line to give you more reliability and more capacity for jobs and growth. And really, jobs and great jobs on the east side, that's what's driving those numbers you were talking about with home sales.
Oh, it's absolutely.
People coming here for opportunity, we want to be able to support that.
Yeah.
So describe what, when you're talking about upgrading, what does that entail?
Well, we might have to do that in the next segment because I think we have about 30 seconds.
Well, we have
40. I don't think he can complain.
Well, now we have 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But I will after the break.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, when we come back. And remember, this is a live call-in show, so call us 866-712-1300.
Just in case you didn't get that, 866-712-1300.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.